How to keep your teeth healthy stranded on the desert. The sun blazed mercilessly overhead, casting long shadows across the endless stretch of sand. Mark Evans, an adventurous young marine biologist, had never imagined he would find himself stranded on a desert island. What was supposed to be a routine research expedition turned into a fight for survival after a sudden storm left him shipwrecked and alone. Amidst the pressing concerns of finding food and shelter, Mark quickly realized the importance of maintaining his dental hygiene in this harsh environment. Little did he know, this seemingly small task would become one of his greatest challenges. As the days turned into weeks, Mark's resourcefulness and knowledge of the natural world became his greatest assets. He constructed a makeshift shelter from palm fronds and driftwood and learned to gather edible plants and catch fish from the surrounding waters. Yet, despite his growing expertise in island survival, one question plagued his mind. How could he keep his teeth clean and healthy without the conveniences of modern dental care? The answer, he knew, lay in the very environment that now tested his endurance. Mark's days were filled with trial and error as he experimented with different natural resources to replicate the effects of toothbrushes and toothpaste. He discovered that certain twigs, when chewed, could act as a primitive toothbrush, while the fibrous strands of some plants served as makeshift floss. Coconut oil, abundant on the island, proved to be an effective agent for oil pulling, a technique he remembered reading about that helped to remove bacteria and maintain oral health. Each discovery was a small victory, fueling his determination to overcome the odds. Despite the physical and mental challenges, Mark remained optimistic. His thoughts often wandered to his family back home, particularly his younger sister, who looked up to him. This motivation drove him to stay strong and keep pushing forward, even when the isolation threatened to erode his spirit. Mark's meticulous efforts to maintain his dental hygiene not only preserved his health, but also provided a sense of routine and normalcy in an otherwise unpredictable existence. As Mark adapted to his new reality, he began to document his methods, hoping that his experiences might one day help others who found themselves in similar dire situations. With each passing day, his ingenuity grew, transforming everyday survival into a testament to human resilience and adaptability. Mark's journey was a stark reminder of the importance of dental care, even in the most extreme circumstances, and a story of how one man's determination could turn the most challenging situations into opportunities for growth and learning. Mark's dental survival strategies. 1. Find and conserve water. Water is scarce in the desert, but it is essential for dental health. Mark recommends hydration. Prioritize drinking water to stay hydrated. This helps keep your mouth moist and washes away food particles. Water conservation. Use small sips of water to rinse your mouth after eating if you can't brush. Cactus and succulents. Extract water from cacti and succulents. Be cautious and ensure they are safe to consume. 2. Create homemade dental care products. In the desert, conventional dental products are unavailable. Mark suggests these DIY solutions. Charcoal paste. If you find charcoal from a fire, crush it and mix with a small amount of water to create a paste for brushing. Baking soda substitute. Use fine sand or clay mixed with water as a natural toothpaste alternative. Ensure the materials are clean and free from harmful contaminants. Saline solution. If you have salt, dissolve a small amount in water to create a mouth rinse. This helps kill bacteria and soothe any gum irritation. 3. Utilize natural resources for oral hygiene. The desert offers limited resources, but Mark knows how to make the most of them. Chewing sticks. Use twigs from desert plants like mesquite or willow, which can be chewed to clean teeth and have antibacterial properties. Plant fibers. Use thin, clean plant fibers as dental floss to remove food particles between teeth. 4. Maintain a balanced diet. Food is limited, but Mark focuses on maintaining dental health with available options. Avoid sugary foods. If you have food supplies, avoid sugary items that can lead to cavities. High-fiber foods. Opt for any high-fiber foods you have, like nuts or seeds, which can help clean teeth by removing plaque. Hydration from food. Consume moisture-rich foods like cactus fruit to stay hydrated and support oral health. Establish an oral hygiene routine. Even in the desert, maintaining a routine is crucial. Mark suggests brushing, Brush your teeth twice a day using available materials like charcoal paste or sand clay mixture. Use a clean cloth or frayed stick as a toothbrush. Flossing. Floss daily using plant fibers or clean thread to remove debris and plaque between teeth. Mouth rinse. Use a saline solution or water to rinse your mouth, especially after meals. 6. Be prepared for dental emergencies. Mark knows that dental emergencies can happen. He advises pain management. Use natural pain relief methods such as chewing on willow bark, which contains salicylic acid, a natural pain reliever. Emergency dental kit. Create a small kit with essentials like salt for rinsing, clean cloths for compresses, and any available pain relief. Tooth extraction. In severe cases, be prepared to perform basic dental procedures such as tooth extraction using sterile tools and proper techniques to prevent infections. 7. Educate yourself and stay vigilant. Mark emphasizes the importance of knowledge and vigilance in maintaining dental health. Self-education. Learn about the local flora and their uses for dental care. Certain desert plants have natural antibacterial properties. Routine checks. Regularly inspect your teeth and gums for any signs of issues like cavities, infections, or gum disease. Early detection can prevent more severe problems. Community support. If stranded with others, support each other in maintaining oral hygiene routines and share resources and knowledge for better dental care. Conclusion. Months passed, and Mark Evans continued to adapt and thrive on the desert island. His ingenuity and relentless determination to maintain his dental hygiene not only preserved his oral health, but also gave him a sense of purpose and routine amidst the isolation. Each small victory in his quest to keep his teeth clean reinforced his resilience and resourcefulness. One fateful day, a passing ship noticed the signal fire Mark had diligently kept burning on the beach. Rescue finally arrived, and as Mark was brought back to civilization, he carried with him a profound appreciation for the basics of life that many take for granted. His experiences on the island taught him that even in the most extreme conditions, taking care of one's health, including dental hygiene, is essential for overall well-being. Back home, Mark shared his story of survival with others, emphasizing the importance of adaptability and the human spirit's capacity to overcome adversity. His innovative methods for maintaining dental hygiene in such a harsh environment inspired many, reminding them of the value of persistence and creativity. Mark's journey became a testament to the strength of the human will and the critical role of self-care, no matter the circumstances. Reunited with his family, Mark resumed his work as a marine biologist with a renewed sense of purpose. He continued to advocate for the importance of dental health, using his story to educate and inspire others. The lessons he learned on that desert island became a part of his legacy, a reminder that even in the most challenging situations, one can find ways to thrive and maintain the essence of humanity. Mark Evans' story serves as a powerful reminder that no matter where life takes us, maintaining our health and well-being is crucial. His experience underscores the importance of resilience, innovation, and the will to survive, inspiring us all to look beyond our immediate challenges and find ways to take care of ourselves and each other, no matter the odds.